Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. This week, we have so much in store for you, and we are excited to talk. So let's kick off another episode of your favorite show, Kind of a Big Deal podcast.
In line with the classic Lifetime holiday movie. There is no difference in our film except that it's two men that fall in love.
If you had told 12-year-old me that I would grow up and I would be out and I could have a career and husband beyond that, that we would get to star in a movie together, surrounded by friends and allies, and that Fran Drescher was playing my mother, I mean, like, it's mind-blowing.
Fate definitely crossed paths.
Fate for Kate.
I'll just leave you two boys to it.
It was a good role on the page in the script, but when you have Fran, she just like elevates it to such a crazy
level. She finds
level.
Comedy in things that are not written funny. Everything she does is funny. So it was amazing to watch her work and to just be part of the process with her.
When I saw him, I almost died.
I'm sure it was just all in your head.
No, literally, I fell down the stairs.
You okay?
I think we were really happy with that aspect and Lifetime's commitment to that authenticity. I mean, these movies aren't exactly known for their realism, but I think Lifetime is definitely committed to telling these stories authentically, down to, you know, casting gay actors in the lead roles. We had a gay director, gay writer is gay, gay EP. Honestly, getting paid to kiss your spouse is not the worst gig in the world.
Yeah. My sister and I's relationship has been really strained because her and her husband are very conservative and don't talk to their kids about gay marriage. And so I truly don't even have a relationship with her or them anymore, which is so heartbreaking. It was really incredible to do this movie where there was this community that was so open and accepting of these two people who loved each other. It didn't matter that it was two men. It didn't matter to the mom. It didn't matter to the brother who is in the military. It was so refreshing and so nice to kind of escape into that world. And I think that LGBTQ people deserve that story. We're one of a couple LGBTQ holiday films this year, which is incredible. It's so cool to be a part of one of them. We are only one story in the LGBTQ plus community. I hope that Lifetime, and I think that they will because they've been so great about telling this story. I hope that they do tell a story that centers around a trans person or a non-binary person or, you know, queer people of color.
I think it's really significant that it's Lifetime because Lifetime is such a family-friendly network. This is just a really powerful example that gay people aren't just family-friendly, they are your family. They're in every family.
Welcome, friends and family, to Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I'm your host, Doug Parks, and I'm here with Terry
Miller. he almost started saying it.
Yeah.
He said my first name. I had to say my last name.
Yeah, like, I'm a little bit high, so I kind of just, like, slid into first base and just went right past it.
As usual.
Yeah.
You gotta hit that hit the home eventually. You know what I mean?
I liked when you were playing, when we were playing softball as kids and you get to wipe out other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the base, the baseman, just wipe them out.
Yeah.
So, this week we're going to be talking about Christmas and, all those holidays. And, we're actually recording this on the start of the, lighting. What is it called? The seven lights, the lighting ceremony for Judaism.
Oh, is that what's tonight?
Yeah, it starts tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the lighting ceremony.
Yeah, so kicking off Hanukkah for our Jewish friends.
We love you.
And we were really excited to have Craig on this week. However, it seems like it's not working out.
I hope she's listening because, bitch, you need to get on this show.
So we did send him an Zoom invite, and we will definitely try to touch base with him during this episode. You know, of course, how
hopefully he'll pop in.
Yeah, of course, you know how we record, though. We kind of take a break and then we come back and, you know, keep recording. So maybe during that break we can kind of catch up with him and see where he's at and see if he would like to come on and officially kick off his reign as one of the new kind guys.
That stuff I made for dinner last night was so fucking good today that I bit this inside of my cheek eating it.
Oh my God, it was amazing. Going,
but now the inside of my cheek hurts.
It was amazing. I was like shoveling that shit in my mouth.
And I had never done anything like that before because I took two avocados, a pound of black beans, and about a pound and a half, 2 pounds of potatoes. And I cooked the potatoes and I put the avocados and the black beans in the mixer and whipped it up and added a few herbs and stuff to that and some coconut milk. And then I put the potatoes in there and made mashed potatoes out of it.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Yeah. I mean, we're getting creative with the plant-based diet and everything, working on that. And I mean, I feel a lot better. I posted on Facebook today. I said, I think I have an issue because I eat all day long and I've still lost 15 pounds. But I seriously will eat and eat and eat and eat.
Oh, yeah. And you can if you're on a plant-based diet. You can eat all damn day. It's not going to bother you. You know? It doesn't keep you up with heartburn and acid reflux and indigestion and all kinds of other stuff. You sleep better.
Yeah, that's so true.
I've been sleeping on the recliner, and I just ball up in it sideways, backwards. It don't matter, and I'm fine. I'm getting sleep. I'm not waking up sore in the morning and hurting. Because when I was on meat and dairy, it seemed like I'd wake up every morning and be like hurting, my lower back hurting and everything. And since I've been on plant-based, I think my body's starting to reconstruct itself because my lower back's not hurting nowhere near as much. Every now and then a little sore, you know, but it's like getting better.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like I'm sleeping better too. And my only thing is going to sleep. Like, I feel like I have so much trouble falling asleep. But now that I am asleep, like I feel more rested now than I had before. And maybe it's because I am losing weight. So it's helping my breathing while I'm sleeping. But I mean, and I also have the whole bed to myself. So, like, I'm all over the bed now. And I will never be in another relationship again because of that. But, like,
kick everybody out.
Yeah. Like, I roll all over the bed now. Like, I was sprawled out with my arms wide open and my legs all open and shit this morning. And I was like, I feel so fantastic. But I kind of didn't want to get up. You know, it being dark when you wake up, like, it really screws with your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it used to be light when we woke up, and now I'm like, man.
So get a nightlight or something.
Yeah. I usually turn the light on next to me.
Yeah.
To kind of, like, signify, like, hey, it's time to get up. But, yeah, so.
Yeah. Lori was talking about these elephant lamps she saw at Walmart the other day, and I'm like, were they good looking? She was like, they're elephant lamps. I'm like, but are they cool looking? Are they worth like going and getting? And she's like, I don't know. You're into elephants. I'm not into elephants, but yeah, they were cool. So, I'm gonna go check them out if I can.
So it's the holiday season. And I mean, it's Christmas.
Holiday season.
Christmas is fastly approaching. So what is your take and idea on gift giving?
I think a gift should be something that really means something to that person, you know, and like people got to pay attention to what other people want and need, you know what I mean? For that to happen. And most people can't. So they just go to the store and buy whatever, you know, and it ends up in the closet or off to the side. And it really gets used that much, you know, but I don't know. If you haven't paid attention to somebody, like make them something. People always love something that you actually made, you know?
Yeah.
You know, or at least they're going to pretend like they do.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I think Christmas is mainly for the children, like getting gifts for the kids and stuff. Yeah. Adults, like adults, we know what it's like to work our asses off for that money. The last thing we want to do is give it all away.
Yeah.
You know, like this year, I'm not doing all that shit last year. Last year, I spent like $1,200 on Christmas gifts for nephews, niece, and like family members, friends. And I'm not doing it this year. I'm paying off my credit cards and doing something for me.
Yeah.
I worked hard for that money and I want a good Christmas present because, I mean, I'm not complaining about it, but last year I didn't get anything, you know, but like I gave out so much money and I had all these bills afterwards and I'm like, I kept thinking I should have kept that money for bills or whatever, you know, but it felt good to do it. It felt good to help somebody out because the presents I gave were like heartfelt and thought out. You know, they weren't just something I randomly went out and just bought.
Yeah.
So I felt good about it in a sense, but in another sense, it's like, yeah, you know, now I've got debt to pay off and catch up on this and catch up on that. And I don't think it's worth it. Like, why are we programmed to go out and just blow everything at Christmas time?
Yeah.
Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation. I blame that movie. No, but like big corporations have tricked us through commercial advertising to go out and do that. You know, and it's like they can twist anything into making people, if they want, if there's too many dogs in the pounds, all they got to do is start putting up commercials and stuff that have dogs in the pound and people go out and get dogs.
Yeah.
You know, it's just suggestive. And you put it up there on the screen and people want it.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot of it is there's all these different things that people see and people react to and then they want to go buy it. They need it. They have to have it. But a want is different than a need. And I think a lot of times people forget that. So we try our best to kind of accommodate people during this time and be kind to people during this time.
Well, what's your take on Christmas gift giving?
I'm not a huge fan of it just because I feel like there's a greediness to it most of the time. And I feel like people expect it, where it should be an exchange of good faith, like spending time with each other and being there with each other on Christmas and any holiday, spending that quality time. Like that's a present to me, is being able to be there with friends and family and people that matter to you and you care about. That is what I view as being a present. Like, I don't need a gift. Like, you don't need to get me a watch or a bike or anything like that, because as long as we're together, that's my gift. So.
What music's that?
It was a royalty-free piece that I downloaded to try to give a little background noise as we were talking.
So in this episode, we're going to start ringing in the holiday season as Christmas is approaching. And I was wondering, what is your most memorable memory from every Christmas you ever had?
Probably my most memorable memory of Christmas. What?
Memorable memory.
Memorable memory, yes. Is probably I still can't believe it's a memorable memory. My memorable moment from Christmas is really just decorating with my family. Like, it was always this big thing, decorating the house. Like, and we would get all into it. Like, we if we were on that Christmas light show that they have now, oh man, it would have been so awesome, because like, we would go all out. We would have lights from the house on the roof, all the way up the driveway, on the camper, all over the place. Like, we had lights galore, and we stood out there day after Thanksgiving, or no, this, it was usually the Saturday after Thanksgiving, because my dad worked on the Friday after. So we would go outside on that Saturday, and we would just hang all these lights. And like, we would be out there until the middle of the night, just hanging all these lights and just having fun and having a good time. And that's probably my most memorable moment from when I was growing up, was that time, because I always felt the cheer of Christmas and all of the warm feelings that you get around Christmas during that time. How about you?
Mine was the last year I believed in Santa Claus. Because, I had asked for some Dukes of Hazzard big wheels. And we opened up our Christmas present. Of course, they weren't in there. And I was a little sad because I really wanted them. And my mom and dad's like, "Do you hear that noise?" And they pretended like Santa Claus was out on the front porch of the apartment we lived in. So I was like, you know. And like, we ran to the door and we opened it up. And me and my brother both had Dukes of Hazzard big wheels. That's like these little plastic three-wheel bikes you see.
Yeah.
And my sister had Strawberry Shortcake.
I remember big wheels. They were still around awesome. When I was a kid.
We used to take off, burn it down there, pull the one handle and go sliding sideways. Mm-hmm. It ate up the plastic tires after a while.
Never yeah.
Didn't have them no more. But it was fun.
Yeah, they ended up taking the handle off when I was little.
Yeah, what were they using? It was your dad.
It was just like it was almost like a bike. It had like three wheels. No, like they didn't come with the handle anymore.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought maybe like your dad would take it off and put it on his lawnmower so he can pretend like he's.
No. They completely took it out of the design because of kids doing that, and they were rolling them. And so we just had like big wheels that we rode around the yard and rode on the road and stuff. And they were still fun. Like, you're a little kid, so like, you have a blast on them.
They also had these things you twist and it propels it forward. There's like a little seat on top of this like tripod type thing, and you just twist your body and it moved it forward.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty neat.
I remember. Do you remember the Razor scooters, or were you too old for those?
Yeah, I remember those.
You remember those?
Yeah, like anything that happened after I was born, I pretty much remember.
No, I meant like, did you ever have one?
No, I never had one, but I've been on them.
Yeah, they were fun. We used to have a lot of fun.
I got on Michelle's hoverboard, Susie's daughter. That didn't end well.
Yeah,
I did it when nobody was home, and thank God I was underneath the beam that ran across the ceiling, because I was able to reach up real quick and grab it, or else I'd have been on my ass, because it went flying.
Yeah, my brother has one. My baby brother, Brayden, has a hoverboard, and he loves it. I can't get on it, though, because of the weight limit. But so I've never actually rode one before.
So what is your worst Christmas or holiday movie, in your opinion? So I guess you could, like, as a two-parter, you could pick one or do both.
So my worst, what I think is the worst Christmas movie... I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think, because like, there's so many Christmas movies. You know what movie I did not like, and a lot of people like it? I did not like the live action version of The Grinch.
No, I didn't like that either.
I thought the cartoon was better.
Yeah, it definitely ruined it.
Now, I haven't seen the new cartoon. I'm kind of curious to see if that's any good.
I mean, there's a lot of things that he's really good at playing in, because he's one of my favorite actors, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
But that was no.
Yeah.
That movie was new.
Yeah. I don't think Jim Carrey was bad in it.
No.
I just think that the cinematography of it was poorly done. And with the technology that we had at that time, like, it could have been better.
Yeah.
But
it almost had the same feeling as the Flintstones when he did that live action.
Yeah.
It just sucked.
Yeah, it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And like I felt like there was things missing, like as far as like when he was stealing Christmas and stuff, like, yeah. And I mean, I grew up on the cartoon, so I'm accustomed to the cartoon and I've always loved that cartoon. So like the live action just didn't, I wasn't a big fan of it. What about you? What do you think is the worst Christmas or holiday movie?
Well, I agreed with you on that movie. So, I mean, my worst Christmas, honestly, probably when my grandmother passed away that Christmas after that, I was actually incarcerated at the time. And I wasn't, like, I was missing her really bad. But if I go farther back than that, we had this one Christmas where we asked for a trampoline, an 18-foot trampoline for the yard. Mm-hmm. We grew up on a dairy farm, so we had a lot of property to put that stuff. And it wasn't our farm. We just lived on it. But my mom and dad, we got all the regular gifts like we normally did. And then they had that gift hitting at my uncle's house. So my uncle brought it over. And they didn't tell us. So when we opened up our gifts, we're like, well, where's the trampoline? And my dad's like, we didn't get you that damn thing. You know? And I got pissed off. And I'm like, I don't want this fucking crap. I want a trampoline, right? He beat my fucking ass so bad. Like, humiliated me. Beat me in front of everybody. And said, you ain't gonna act like a damn brat. And he's screaming and yelling. And, like, that was the last time he actually hit me. Because I was like, no, you're not ever gonna fucking hit me again. Fuck you. I'm bigger than you are now. You know, but he was fucking pissed. He was like, you ungrateful fucking little assholes and, like, everything, you know? And I think that's why when, like, I'm not gonna say that. There's somebody I know that, like, goes off on her kids. Because she just loses it, you know? And I think that's where her frustration comes from, you know?
Yeah.
On that same level my dad's did. So, like, I'm not mad at my dad and I forgave him and all that. But it was a bad Christmas. Because when we found out that we got the trampoline, I felt really bad.
Yeah.
He had it the whole time. He was just playing around with me. But I was Mr. I hate my dad because for whatever reason, kid, you know? And I'm just being a jerk. But it is what it is.
I think we've all had those moments with our dad, so where we're like, I'm not feeling this right now. I'm going to act like a little bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had those moments very truthfully in my life, and it's not intelligent to do and it's not right to do, but I've had those moments, especially when I was like a teenager and going through puberty and shit. Like, I was all over the place. But yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break real quick, and when we come back, we are going to talk about what our greatest gift someone ever gave us was.
Hey everybody, I'd like to take a second to talk about Midnight Alchemy. Midnight Alchemy is all natural products created by Miss Karen Jones. These products are amazing, and I have personally used her healing salve, her Euphoria, which is a pain relieving balm, and her room spray, plus many other products that she has had. Every time she creates something, I have to give it a try. So you can find Midnight Alchemy products by going to Etsy.com and searching Midnight Alchemy LLC. You can follow her on Facebook at facebook.com/MidnightAlchemy423. You can also go to MillerParks.com to find any more information that you would like about it and connect with Karen right from the website. So, try these products out. They're great. Bye. So, we are back with Kind of a Big Deal podcast, and we are joined with our friend Ariel.
Hi.
Welcome to the show again. So she's had a few trulies.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So she's nice and loose.
Yes.
A little bit.
So she starts talking dirty like last time. Please.
Welcome.
I was completely sober last time. So
I know. Just allow her to go.
Yeah.
I still think we should trip on mushrooms and do a podcast.
Oh my gosh.
That would be horrible. I'd be in the corner hiding.
Paranoid?
Yeah. I did them one time and we were in a metal sheet container and I could not get out of that fucking thing for hours. I was like, this is just my home now.
DJ, bring me a bed, please.
And then he's like, do you want to go in the house? Come on. He was trying so hard to get me inside. I was like, nope, can't do it, dude.
So can we tease you being on the show more often?
Yeah, definitely. I want to really bad. I just have to, like, I don't know if you guys talk about, like, mental health and stuff on the show.
Yeah.
But I don't see mine has been, like, bad lately. So...
Yeah, we talk about everything.
Yeah, and I need something to get me out of that a little bit. I need some kind of an outlet. I don't know. I stayed home. I was home for like a week straight last week. Did literally nothing. And then you like feel like a bum for being home like that. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't leave my house. Like, yeah. My anxiety and depression is insane. It's kind of crazy. So I'm like, I'm sure other people are going through that right now, but it's kind of crippling. I've never had this problem before, but man, this past year is like, too.
Yeah.
Because it's like no love. There's like no life besides like you go to work and you come home and then like what, there's no alternative like fun things to do or anything like that. So I think this would be like a good outlet.
Yeah, it would be an awesome outlet. And Doug and I both use it as that outlet too. Him and I both are dealing with some mental stuff right now. And we've talked about it in a couple of episodes. And the podcast really does help you open up. And you never know who's going through something that you're helping them out.
I mean, honestly, everybody out there has a mental disorder. You know, we're all fucked up. People just better at hiding it or controlling it or maintaining it, whatever. That doesn't mean that they're better than you or, you know, they're worse off. It just, you know, people have a different way of handling things.
Yeah, I was just going to say a lot of people are way better at hiding it than others, which I've always been like that too. I've had it for a long time until it finally comes out and then they're like, oh my God, she's crazy. And then you're like, no, dude, I've been like this the whole time. I'm just good at portraying myself as someone else for a certain amount of time until you can't anymore.
Mm.
And then it all explodes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like the whole point of us doing this podcast and everything is, and it says it in the name, we're all kind of a big deal. We just need to figure out how in life we are a big deal.
Well, most of the time in life, we're trained to look at the negative or remember the negative. We're not trained to remember positive things or remember good things. You know, and being kind of a big deal, and you tell yourself every day, I'm kind of a big deal. And you start focusing on ways that you're kind of a big deal. It brings you out of a lot of the depression and anxiety that tries to beat you down.
Yeah, that's so hard for me. Like, if someone asked me, so, not to be a Debbie Downer, but if someone was like, name five things that you don't like about yourself, I could do it, like, so fast. But if someone was like, name five things that you like about yourself, I mean, that would be difficult.
That smile should be number one.
Oh, thanks.
You're funny as fuck. And that's a good one.
When Terry was sending me screenshots of like comments on the last episode, I was like in tears. I'm like, oh my God. And then my friends were hitting me up. I'm like, this is crazy.
So, what are you getting Bob for Christmas?
Bob deserves so many things.
What are you getting him for Christmas?
I got a new Bob.
Ah. A Bobette.
Yeah, so now I have another Bob. I don't want Bob to go over a place, so I have to put in double time.
Which Bob's bigger?
My old Bob is bigger. This is like a little guy. But I did not know that Target sells sex toys. So in case anyone was wondering, Target sells sex toys. And I went for one of my I'm going to make myself happy and go to Target trip. And I just wandered down that aisle and I'm like, oh, Target has sex toys? And then I was in the aisle and I had two different ones and I was comparing them. And this old lady comes up next to me trying to fit through the aisle. And I didn't notice. I literally was so shocked. I stopped in the middle of the aisle with my cart and was blocking everything. This old lady comes up next to me trying to squeeze through. Two different sex toys in my hand. Compared them. And he's like, excuse me, miss. And I turn around. I'm like, oh, my God.
You should have looked at her and said, which one of these should squeeze through?
And I threw them both in my cart and was like, hurry along. Don't make eye contact. I didn't know what to do. And I came home and DJ was like, oh, you went to Target and started throwing them. I was like, peeking through the bags or whatever. And he's like, I see you got yourself some things. I was like, yeah, sorry.
They could be for him too.
I got lube too. So I kind of got us both something, but technically not really. That old lady probably went home and was like, this little whore at Target.
Ariel is joining the Christmas spirit.
Oh, yeah. So what do you guys do for Christmas? Speaking of that.
I really haven't decided what I'm doing for Christmas yet, to be honest.
Yeah, so like this year kind of weird and everything. Everyone obviously knows that. But like, what do you normally do for Christmas?
Normally go to my parents' house, and we don't usually exchange gifts. I'm not a big gift giver.
Oh, my God. I fucking love getting gifts.
Yeah. Everybody loves getting them. But, like, I just feel that, like, especially this year, like, being around each other, that's the present.
Yeah, definitely. I went way less this year with the gifts. I'm not even done Christmas shopping right now, so I think I bought like 5 gifts before. I normally go a little bit too much, but this year I can't go too much. So everyone's getting like smaller amounts this year, and they're not gonna judge me on it, but I just like making everyone happy and getting everyone like decent gifts, whatever, but I'd rather spend time. Like, this year's kind of crazy. I haven't really had a COVID scare until recently. It like regulated with me, but it kind of resonated. That's the word.
Yeah.
But not that much. Not that much till recently. So now I'm like, I don't know if I want to. I don't know. My friends want to have a Christmas party and everything. But I love getting presents. And I mean, I like giving them. I love it. I love getting presents.
Yeah, Brenda asked me what Terry wanted for Christmas. I was like, he wants a puppy. And she's like,
oh my God.
I can't get him a dog.
Like, what kind of dog?
You might be getting a dog. I don't know.
I want pit lab mix.
My customer has a litter of pit bull puppies right now. They're ready to go in like a week.
I want a pet lab.
Yeah, hit me up. You want the mix? You don't want like the purebred? They're really like
the lab and the pit mix is like the best dog I have ever had.
That's okay, so I'm not gonna lie because that's the best dog I ever had too.
Yeah, they're super sweet and awesome.
Oh my God.
Smart.
She was like the biggest baby. She was like, I'll protect you, but really not really. Like, she would act like she'd protect us, but she was just such a big baby.
Yeah, they are. They act like they're lap dogs, and they're really not.
Yeah, she lived to be like 12, and she would be like such a badass if people come over. But then they'd like pet her, and she's like, oh yeah, we're cool. But she was like, yeah. She was so cool. He looked like a lab with like a square head, basically.
Wow.
Well, Ariel, you had talked a minute ago about like you like getting gifts.
I love it.
What is the greatest gift someone could give you?
Oh my God. So I've always had this weird dream because I've had horses like my whole life or whatever. I'm so extra. This is going to sound like such a princess thing to say. But I've always had horses like my whole life and stuff. And I've always had this like dream that I would like get with this guy and I'd have a farm. And then one day he would like surprise me with like my dream horse. Like the greatest extra gift ever. I would be so happy. I'd drop my knees and, you know. Instantly. I'd be like, thank you for the horse putting in the stall. Let's go.
I was texting Brenda earlier and she said she was feeling down and like feeling depressed. I was like, you want a blowjob? And then she came just this random text message out there, you want a blowjob? And she was laughing. She's like, you're probably the only person that can like take somebody don't feel good, make them smile or laugh.
Yeah.
Just some random stupid shit. Someone, how come I never get offered that when I'm upset?
Maybe you will next time you're upset.
Okay, I'm going to text you instantly next time. Terry, I'm coming over.
Okay.
So wait, what would you guys get? Like, am I so extra? Is that like the most extra gift ever? Like, is your size kind of like big like that?
The best gift that somebody could ever give me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, mine's like a 50-acre farm, but I'm not trying to be that extra. That's why I want my horse instead of like, oh yeah, I'm a size 50-acre farm. He's just gonna shit himself when he hears this.
Yeah, that I honestly think the greatest gift somebody can give me is like 500 acres somewhere with a farm. Like, I would love it.
We could all just have like our own little plot of land and build houses and just be like our own little community.
Yeah, I want to start a community and have everybody that's cool come and stay there and fuck all the dumbass retards.
My friends and I talk about this all the time. I'm like, one of us needs to hit the fucking lottery or something, because how else are we going to do this? It would be awesome to have four-wheelers and horses and fucking land, and we could go kill our own deer. Oh my God, everyone cover your ears. That's like a vegetarian. I didn't even think about that.
I think mine would probably be a trip to Ireland, because I've always wanted to go to Ireland.
Pretty.
Oh my God, it's so gorgeous. I want to go too.
If COVID ever ends, you can go. It's not that expensive to go to Ireland. And they got these beautiful fucking little hut houses, the grass on top of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. So cool. Yeah, it's crazy. So a friend of mine went there on a trip, and then another friend of mine, her boyfriend's a ginger. They've been there for like years. And he went back to visit his family. I didn't know. He was like a ginger. He has red hair, red beard. But I didn't know he like grew up in Ireland, because most gingers you see are just American.
Yeah.
And he went back for like 2 weeks. He was sending me Snapchat the whole time he was there. And I was like, it's amazing. Like, so gorgeous. The whole time he was there, his family's house is literally right on the airport, like where the little planes land to come in to visit. It's crazy. And then there's the ocean or river. I don't know. Big body of water. It is gorgeous. I'm like, yep, that's added to my list. I want to go there now. But my other friend just invited me to Mexico at the end of March for his 30th birthday. And I really wanted to book it. But, I mean, I don't want to book a trip right now. Like, everything's so uncertain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really interesting 30th birthday party.
That's her all the way. That's just how she is.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, you saw her. That literally does. She's like, bye. Her mom's a travel agent. So she can get all these trips to fucking barely anything. The more people she brings, the cheaper hers is.
Yeah, I went to school with her growing up, and she's a nice person, but she tends to be a bit extra sometimes.
Oh my God, she's so extra. I love her. But I'm like, she makes me seem chill.
Yeah, I know.
When I'm being extra, I'm like, all right, no, I'm not as extra as he is.
Making myself feel better.
Yep. So when we're out of the country, and they're like, look at this white girl. And I'm like, look at her. When we went to Jamaica, we went to Jamaica. So first off, I've never left a state before. I'm so sheltered. Literally never left Pennsylvania and Maryland, which we live on the line. So
yeah.
Doesn't really count as leaving the state when you go to Maryland. And then she's like, let's go to Jamaica. And I was like, all right. I was all drunk one night. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And booked it with her mom. And the next day, she's like, you ready for Jamaica? And I'm like, oh, shit, I booked a trip to Jamaica last night when I was drunk. And I fucking went, though. I've never been on an airplane before. I've never left the state. I went, bam, airplane, left the state, left the country. All this shit. It was crazy. So I get off the plane in Jamaica and I'm like, I need a cigarette so bad. So I like run outside by myself, go to light a cigarette. There's like five Jamaican dudes run up on me. They're all trying to shove weed in my pocket. All of them. I like ran out there and lit a cigarette. They're like, oh my God, she smoked. Trying to shove weed in my pocket. And they're like, give me money. And I'm like, no, I don't want your weed. Freaking out of my hands, and I'm like, I don't want it. These shittiest weed, by the way. If you go to Jamaica, don't bother. It's mid. It's the shittiest weed you'll ever get in your life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do kind of love that.
So, what's your favorite holiday movie?
Oh, this is a hard one. I love Elf. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about Elf. That is a good movie.
It's so cheesy, but I fucking watch it every year. I love it so much. And I love Home Alone. But
oh,
honestly,
yeah.
Elf Power Pop.
Home Alone.
I think Pop. Yep.
Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation.
I've never seen that before.
Oh my God, girl. Get your ass over here. We'll watch it.
Oh my God, it's gonna happen.
Do you consider Nightmare Before Christmas
yeah.
a holiday movie?
Christmas and Halloween. It's like a crossover.
Yeah, because I love that movie.
Yeah, you know? It's one of my faves. I freaking love it.
Because you have movies that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see The Corpse Bride?
Yeah.
I have not seen The Corpse Bride.
So I just watched it for the first time this Halloween because everyone made such a big deal about it. And I fucking hated it. Probably not hated it. But just saying, that was supposed to be like similar to Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that at all.
I like the Addams Family too.
Yeah, Addams Family's good.
Because their Christmas tree's awesome.
I went to a burlesque, an Addams Family burlesque show. It was fucking amazing.
I want to get a real Christmas tree this year and let the needles all die and fall off of it and just keep the frame and spray paint it black.
Oh, my God.
And make an Addams Family Christmas tree next year.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome. Make black roses for it.
They're so ugly. They're kind of cute. Like, they're so ugly. They're kind of
I can make it look fabulous, though.
Well, I know you could, but that doesn't count for the rest of it.
Other people could pay me to make a tree fabulous for them. I'm for sale.
Oh, okay. I'll remember that for next year.
Yeah, I'm for
my
sale.
I
normally do a lot of gift wrapping every year for people because I know how to gift wrap really well and decorate
so
and stuff.
Last year, my brother asked me if my dog wrapped his birthday present or his Christmas present. Sorry, his birthday is in December, too. They're back to back. I'm not.
Well, why don't you let me wrap his Christmas present this year and you can pretend like you did it and be like, how you like that, bitch?
I probably should because every year he talks so much shit. Last year he was like, did your dog wrap my present?
Yes.
And my dog's sitting there like, don't insult me.
So you figure out his favorite colors, we'll get some stuff and we'll make it look hot as hell.
Ooh. I know his favorite colors. Oh my God, I'll pay you.
And if you want, we can do a present inside of a present like a bunch of times.
Oh my God. Yes.
Make the outside look really good.
So I was going to be an idiot and wrap it in a bunch of glitter paper. She talks to glitter, and I love glitter. She's just like, don't do that. So last year for Christmas, I did that. I got wrapping paper that it was white and then gold, and then it had like strips all around it. It was so pretty, but it was gold glitter. And when I bought it at the store, I was like, oh my God, glitter. Yes, amazing. Everywhere. And he says, don't buy glitter paper. I'm like, it's so pretty. I love it. I'm wrapping everyone's presents. I'm literally covered from head to toe in glitter. And then everyone opens their presents on Christmas and they're covered in glitter from head to toe. And everyone was pissed at me. My mom said it took like 2 weeks to get all the glitter out of the living room because it was just everywhere. And I'm like, I like glitter. I guess I shouldn't get glitter paper.
I love glitter. I use glitter all the time.
Yeah, I guess it's a dick move to do that to people for Christmas, though. They were all covered. My dad is like the manliest dude or whatever, and he had glitter all over him. Like, he's talking up with glitter all over his face.
You were just trying to make Christmas a little gayer.
Exactly! I was just trying to sprinkle some extra pizzazz on Christmas.
Cheerio.
And all that kind of rot.
You should dress your bobs up in costumes and take them with you to your family function.
Oh, my brother would freaking love that.
I think both of your brothers would probably have a field day with that one.
Oh, so you want to know what happened last Christmas?
What?
So last Christmas, my brother comes over, and I have a Wii console. And we haven't played it in like 8 years. And I found it, hooked it up in my bedroom, played it like one or two times, and then didn't play again. And then when he came over, I'm like, oh my God, you want to play Mario Kart together? And he's like, yeah, I'll come in and unhook it for you. Well, I have it up in my dresser, not thinking that I had my, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a triangle. It goes over your winger. It's got a circle and then a triangle. I don't know if it's a cock ring or what. But plugged in there, charging from the night before. So he goes, unplug my Wii, and I'm like, oh my God. My cock ring is plugged in right there.
I got a random thought just now when you were talking about all that. I should have a dildo made that looks just like my dick, and then when somebody tells me to go fuck myself, I can go do it.
You're like, I'll go do that right now. I'll go do it.
Well, all right, I'll be back later.
Yeah, I freaked the fuck out. I ran up and like yanked the plug out of the wall and threw it in the corner of the room. He's like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, nothing. Nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing. I haven't found it since.
A friend of mine was upset.
It was like an $85 vibrator, and I still haven't found it.
Damn, where was that?
I threw it. I don't know. It's been disappeared in my fucking bedroom ever since. I literally just threw it and was like, nothing happened. Trying to be all sneaky. Haven't seen it since.
Yeah, that's weird.
Karma really is a bitch.
It is.
Maybe it got really cold and shrinkage.
We shouldn't have been fucking around on Christmas Eve is basically what karma was telling me, I think.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us. We are going to take a break, and we will be back with more Kind of a Big Deal after this. Hey, everybody, this is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal podcast, which you are enjoying right now. You're enjoying our Christmas episode where we brought together some friends and had a great conversation all around Christmas and some other things along the way, because it wouldn't be Kind of a Big Deal without that. I just wanted to take a second to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a great 2021. So let's go into the next year and rock this fucking shit. Brand new episodes of Kind of a Big Deal will be back on January 12th, 2021. So, until we catch up again, I hope you really enjoy the season. Bye!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Kind of a Big Deal podcast. Motherfuckers, we here with my cousin Susie and my friend Ashley. She's sitting over there thinking about her new boyfriend. She's all Twitter pated and shit. Ashley, say hello.
Hello.
Ashley, say something else. Add to it.
Something else.
Something else. Yeah.
That's Ashley, everybody. Susie.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing. Everything taken care of? Your ass ain't itching? Your back feel good?
Nah, my vagina's a little itchy.
Yeah. You got stuff for that. You feel good.
I kind of like the way it feels.
Yeah.
Power to the V.
Yeah, have you ever had that times like when you're using a bathroom and your butthole itches inside and you're like, this fucking itch inside, like, you know, it's not the time to scratch it, you know, you gotta.
Yeah, like tickles right on the hole.
Yeah, you gotta like wait. You gotta wait till later on when you're in the bathtub. You're like, clean it out real good.
It's like there's a hair just tickling the asshole.
Terry's like, Doug, why are you taking that toilet brush into the shower? Like, that's none of your business, and the big, you just out of my personal affairs.
Michelle just ran out of the room.
Run, Michelle, run.
So, this is our Christmas episode. So, what do you have to talk about with Christmas, Douglas? With these two lovely ladies.
Well, Susie and I grow it up together, and we have plenty of Christmas experiences growing up. Susie, what is a Christmas experience that you and I had? Do you remember?
Christmas experience?
Yeah, like when we used to always come over and your mom would have those big old fat fluffy trees decorated with all that shit.
I know. She used to hang like a million fucking candy canes on the tree.
She's dumb.
And she would fucking bury them bitches all along the inside up the trunk and shit because she got tired of us eating like five fucking boxes of candy canes off the tree. And we would always end up just finding the shit. It was like a present because we're like, oh my God, another candy cane. And then you think that there's no more and then you just randomly find one.
Yeah.
And it's the shit.
Ashley.
Yes?
How do you love Christmas? What is your favorite memory from Christmas? You never got a clicky with Santa Claus? Santa Claus is magical. You know that sex is right. That's why all the moms are
digging into that candy cane.
I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus. I'm like, that wasn't a kiss. They were playing leapfrog.
Mom, why were you fighting with Santa Claus last night?
Well, the fucked up thing is, one Christmas morning, my brother had called, and I was probably like 14 or something, 15. So my brother calls, and he wanted to talk to my dad, and I was like, all right. So I go in their room, and my dad's hitting it from behind on my mom, and it's Christmas morning, and I'm like...
Surprise, surprise.
I'm like, dude, Dave, dad's going to have to call you back. And he's like, why, what's going on? And I was like... Dude, like, he's in there hitting it. My tree's fucked up. And that's such a horrible memory.
Oh, God.
On Christmas. Etched into my brain.
Ashley, scarred done anything yet? No, still nothing? All right.
I live a very boring life.
No, you're not boring. Your life's boring?
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe here's an easier question. How about... what is your favorite Christmas movie?
The Polar Express.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. We didn't mention that one the other day yet.
Yeah.
We should write all these down and put on the web pages and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Because we've had some different movies, like Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation.
Mine, yeah. And I Home like Alone. A Christmas Story is mine.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal. Top 10 movies.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
For Christmas. What's yours, Michelle?
What?
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I don't know.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
No, not really. I don't watch Christmas movies. Except, no, there was that one, The Christmas Chronicles or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a new movie. That's a new movie. It's on Netflix. They just came out with the second one.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Netflix has a lot of good stuff out right now. We don't even have cable because the Netflix and Hulu and all that stuff has everything. So I guess with these question and answers, you know, like, they get you thinking about the past. and they bring up good memories, some bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you can talk about whatever you want on our podcast. You know, you could talk about yeast infections you may have gotten at Christmas.
I mean, that's the beauty. Yeah. That's the beauty of Christmas and holidays and stuff. They have good memories and bad memories, and it kind of teaches you to hold on to the good memories. But the bad memories still come up every now and then.
Yeah, I remember my mom and dad got us a Nintendo one year, and I was playing Mario Brothers, and I kept dying, and I threw the remote, and my dad beat my ass so bad. I just went to bed and cried. I didn't want to, like, talk to nobody for the rest of the night.
That's crazy shit. You know? My dad used to stomp on the remote and cuss out Mario.
Yeah.
Like, it's Mario's fault. Yeah. Fuck you, you can't play the game, motherfucker. Mario ought to come out of the fucking TV and kick your ass. Prick.
You know something that I used to do, speaking of video games, when I was a little kid? I used to actually turn with, like, the car.
Yeah, when you're driving.
Yeah. And I still tend to do that as I'm playing video games. And I'll, like, pick the thing up and, like, jump as I'm playing Mario. And it's like, it's not going to make you jump higher if you're moving the damn console around. But I always feel like it's going to make Mario just, like, fly across the screen and win. But it don't happen.
Right.
So, what is the greatest gift that somebody could ever get you? Or give you, I mean.
I don't know.
Well, the other day I was talking, we were talking about it with Ariel in there, and I said I would love to have like a 500-acre farm.
Yeah.
And like all kinds of property and stuff to do whatever I want.
Yeah, I think that was what I was just thinking. But I don't need to have like some extravagant fucking house. I just need something comfortable for me and my kids with lots of property, and we can like ride four-wheelers and dirt bikes and go-karts and shit and do what we want.
Yeah,
that would be pretty dope. How about you, Ash?
Money, so I could do whatever, like travel and spend time with my kids and not have to worry about, you know,
being broke bitches.
Yeah.
How does Santa practice safe sex?
I don't know how.
He always wraps his package before shoving it down the chimney. Oh. What does a train set and your wife's breast have in common?
I don't know.
They were both made for kids, but you can't help playing with them. I don't know.
he's like, I don't know. Did that one fall short? I love the Christmas jokes. Keep going.
Why does Santa always come through the chimney?
Oh, God.
Because he's a freak bastard.
Because he knows better than to try the back door. It's already Santa Claus. My back door's clean. You must love all the gays' houses.
Yeah.
Just get them some rainbow shit. And
you can always go through the back door.
How is Christmas just like any other day at the office? You do a bunch of work and some guy in a suit gets all the credit. Yeah, that like fell flat too. These are just like random jokes I'm reading, so like some of them are stupid. I'm not pre-reading them. That one's lame. It shouldn't be on the list. It said top 40. If that's the top 40, no. Why do elves laugh when they run?
Because their balls hit the ground.
Because the snow tickles their balls. Why does Santa have kids of his own? Why doesn't Santa have kids of his own? Because he only comes once a year.
Mm. Poor bastard.
He's probably got some blue balls.
Yeah, like frozen solid.
Frozen blue balls.
I wonder if Santa Claus' balls were frozen in the movie and we didn't see it.
Wouldn't that be crazy shit?
Those movies have all kinds of hidden shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we Off the Beaten Path did a podcast about stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was like really cool. There's like all kinds of weird shit. It's creepy.
Yeah, like hidden stuff in movies. You wouldn't notice.
Disney is crazy for that shit, man.
Yeah. We might have to bring that back for this podcast one episode. Maybe a mini-sode.
Yeah, that would be awesome. What's the most disappointing thing for a lover on Christmas morning? When they get a sweater, but they're hoping for a screamer or a moaner.
No, that one was good.
That should have been the first one that was on the list.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Why did the Grinch hit up the liquor store? He was desperate for some holiday spirit. Yeah. You need to scream in goats for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What did Santa sing when he went down the chimney? Chestnuts roasting on the fire. This dumb asshole had to warm their house. Yeah, why can't the kids freeze to death just so Santa Claus can bring them some fucking gifts? He wants ice cream. He doesn't want milk. Give him some chocolate chip cookie dough. Fuck it. What do you call an elf wearing earmuffs?
A pussy.
Whatever the hell you want, he can't hear you.
Oh. I can't stop laughing.
All right, can we move on from these jokes? Because yeah, like half just, of them are piss poor.
Yeah, like they're really letting me down. I'm gonna complain to Google. Like, you know what, Google? If all you're gonna do is censor all the true stories, then you can at least make the fucking jokes funny.
Oh, did I just say that? Oh shit! Oh shit! I heard Google's not going to sponsor us.
Google, I better not say nothing about Chinese people either, right?
Google would never sponsor a podcast in a million years.
Could you imagine that? Just sponsoring us? I'm running for president. Fuck it.
Dog. Hey, dog. It's okay because I own this old whorehouse on the street and I will sponsor your show.
Is that me?
Yes.
Yeah, that is you, Bill.
It's Brenda on my way. You better be on your way, bitch.
So, you have, like, questions, don't you?
Well, more? I think the questions that we had were, like, falling on people who could not answer them. So I'm going to ask Ashley a question that she can answer.
Okay.
Does the carpet match the drapes? Our listeners want to know.
Yes, no.
I know I'm going to take on too much.
Now she's all red. She looks like she literally just turned into a cherry. Like, that's how red she is.
Wow.
Have you been in the sun too long today?
Maybe.
That was the quickest sunburn I've ever seen.
Yeah. It'll go away.
Yeah.
You get red-faced.
So what have you been up to, Ash? How's your life been? What you have going on? I just asked you 3 questions because I'm tired and I'm a horrible interviewer when I'm tired.
I've been
selling Girl Scout cookies.
Selling Girl Scout cookies for my daughter, and I started talking to a new guy, and trying to get divorced.
Wow. Yeah, I don't blame you on that one.
You have a whole boatload of things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could talk about whatever. Our listeners don't know who you actually are.
Yeah, so fuck
it's that
them.
Bitch Ashley. It wasn't kind of a big deal.
Because it kind of is a big deal.
Yeah.
We are all kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but I know that I know what it's like to love somebody and not want to let them go. But sometimes you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks, but... One day you'll look back on it and be like, what was I fucking thinking? Oh my
God. I'm already
God.
At that point, so.
You know?
It took me a while to get to this point, but I got there.
You must have got really red a minute ago. Your glasses are fogged up.
Yeah, it is difficult when you put trust and faith in somebody and they let you down. It takes a while to move on from that, and you have to process those feelings. So,
I tell everybody you're both right, you're both wrong, and if you can't figure it out, then just move on and be happy, you know? Sometimes you're not going to figure it out.
you know, but it takes two people to want to work and want it, the same thing.
Exactly. You know? It can't
and
be just
if one person's trying and the other person's just not.
Exactly.
It's, you can't live like that. It's not fair to you, and it's also not, you said it before, that you don't want your kids to see that and think it's okay.
Yeah.
And I've realized in relationships, too, that we're bad like that. Like, I'm hurting myself more by staying with this bastard than what he is hurting me. Like,
yeah. And that's how I kind of felt after, because, like, we split up in June, and then in September he called me and wanted to try to work things out, and I kind of went, did it, but then I kind of think that that was, like, my closure point, because it just didn't, there was, like, no feelings there for me.
Right.
So, I'm kind of mad that I did it, but at the same time, I'm kind of glad that I did it, because, like...
Well, that's a big thing, too, is, like, closure. Like, from a relationship, like, you need to take that time to almost process all that kind of stuff and kind of leave on your own terms instead of it being the other person that's making you want to leave.
Right.
So, that was your piece of closure. So it's probably good that you got that, and it's helping you move forward.
Well, it's also a perfect example of the fact that it's okay, whether you make the right or the wrong choice, you still come to the same conclusion. You know?
Right.
You still come to the same understanding, no matter which way you chose, and you're seeing it as the wrong way, but obviously it was the right way if it brought you to the same conclusion.
Right.
It was probably just the rougher path or the harder path. You know, or made you feel stupid because you kept and gave him another chance. But you're not stupid. You know, you're a good person that wants to really believe in a piece of shit that's never going to change. And that's not your fault. You know, everybody deserves that second chance or that other chance. You know, you never know. But it all comes down to how much you can take and handle.
But people need to love themselves more, though, than to be dealing with the bullshit. I mean, I know at first it's hard, but, like, my situation, everybody's situation is different, I guess. But, like, I think that, well, at least I don't want my girls to ever think that they have to put up somebody's bullshit because they can't find somebody else, or they're not good enough, or that's all they can get. You know, love yourself more than that. Everybody needs to have that kind of self-worth and self-love, I think.
Yeah. I agree. And I think that's a lot of what's wrong with
today's society. People,
yeah,
today's society. Mm-hmm. Today's society is so driven and pushed to being in a relationship, to getting married, to quote-unquote living your life with somebody until you grow old. That was our grandparents' generation. Our grandparents' generation was that. This is a different generation. We need to start living like we're a different generation and stop trying to do what our parents did and what our grandparents did. And look at our parents. Well, my parents, for instance. My dad has had 3 marriages. It's very common for his age group. He's a boomer. Boomers are very, it's very common for them to have multiple marriages. Gen Xers, very common for them to have multiple marriages. And also, at the same time, they kind of have multiple relationships, not marriages. And then the millennials, they're just all over the fucking place. So it's like a different, like the generations are changing and we're changing as people. We need to realize that, and we need to, A, like Susan said, love ourselves more, and also stop trying to do everything that everybody before us did, because that might not be the way that we need to go.
Well, I know, like, my grandparents, both sides, my mom's parents and my dad's parents, and, like, probably even their parents, like, I think that a lot of, back then, men were, like, just however they wanted with their woman, and women just dealt with that shit, because, oh God, it's such a taboo if you're divorced, and like the woman would be like looked down upon and all this bullshit. So I feel like people had to put up with that shit for this image or whatever back way back then. I think over time people just were like, fuck that, I'm not going to get treated like that. I'm not going to deal with that shit. Because if my grandfather beat the hell out of my grandmother, like, but they stayed and they're like, oh my God, yeah, you've been married 60 years. How wonderful. But it's probably not been happy, blah, 60 years. You know what I mean?
It's probably fucking 59 years of hell.
Of hell.
You know?
But people now, they just don't want to put up with that shit. But well, then I also feel like people just fall out of love so easy.
Nowadays, it's about instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And if you stop doing for me everything I want you to do, then it's over. We can't talk and we got to hate each other. And it's this big blowout on social media where you put the other one down and cuss him out. And it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Social media shouldn't be used to broadcast your hatred and spew your shit and put your dirty laundry out there, you know?
And then want people not to talk shit about you.
Well, yeah. And I know plenty of people that use it for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also think that social media is like, is where people go to like, when, you know, and it's easier to cheat and stuff now because it's like, there's always somebody, you know, and you're not, you get a little bit of a fight with your girlfriend or boyfriend and you go in the other room and, well, here, let me start talking to this person. And then, you know, and so.
Yeah. And like social media is like, it's used to like freaking get on there and better, negative attention is better than no attention at all. Mm-hmm. You know, like they want some attention and they're going to get it negatively if they can. You know, and they know that if they go in there and attack the person they just broke up with, that all their friends are going to attack them back, and it just turns into this huge war, and it's just pointless.
People love drama, though. It's ridiculous.
You know, it's really interesting that that gets brought up, because when Doug and I decided not to be in a relationship anymore, he even mentions, like, yeah, I checked Facebook a couple of times to see if you were on there and what you were saying, and that kind of resonated with me a lot, because, like, I've never been the one to post shit on Facebook that's, like, personal shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll post funny shit.
Right.
You know, tag people in memes and stuff like that. And to me, that's what social media is. It's, like, commenting and talking to friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it resonated with me because I am a different generation. I'm a millennial. And that's what millennials do most of the time. That in iGens, they tend to blast everybody on Facebook and start a fight and create drama. And it made me think when he had said it. And it's actually a good learning thing for a lot of people, is you don't need to put everything on social media. There's things that you can keep off of social media and go on and live your life.
Right.
And to the fact of, like, the cheating thing, like, it is more commonly accessible. We have phones. They're literally computers in our back pockets. Mm-hmm. And we have them on us at all times. And that's another thing that I've noticed in my last two relationships, was, like, I tend to, like, text them throughout the day and constantly, like, have contact with them. And I don't ever not have contact with them. So when we get home at the end of the day, it's not like, oh, how was your day? And we sit down at dinner and we talk about all the things that we were going through and stuff like that. Because we were texting about it all day, so we didn't talk at all. Mm-hmm. Like, we literally had nothing to talk about anymore. And that's annoying, because I like conversating.
Right.
And that's another thing. And that's, like, they always say, like, technology can either be the death of us, or it can improve us. And that's one of the things. The cell phone is going to be the death of us and relationships, because of the fact is we have that constant contact with all types of people.
That's like, I hate it when I'm in a restaurant and you see a family and they're supposed to be there having dinner together, and, like, they're all on their phones. Nobody's talking. It's like, what's the point? Like, I mean, I grew up, we'd go to restaurants, or everybody would sit at the dinner table, or even if they're, you know, in the living room eating dinner, watching TV or whatever. Like, I'm glad that I grew up when I grew up, without all the bullshit. Well, and, like, the technology and stuff.
You hung out with us at Matt's house in Salisbury when you came down.
Right.
We would all, he had a huge, massive dining room table, and there'd be like 10 or 15 of us around it. Mm-hmm. And we're on our phones the whole time, but we're having conversations with everybody.
And that's different.
I'll be sending Susie a meme, and she'll comment on it and laugh, and it's just, it's still interactive, you know? But everybody also had fun on their phones.
Right.
But it's the people who get on their phones and they totally ignore everything's going on around them, you know?
Right.
You know, and it's no wonder so many kids are being abducted and taken today because they're not paying attention. They got phones in their hands.
Well, not only that, people put on Facebook all the time like, oh, I just dropped my kid off at school. Well, guess what? I can look on your shit and see where you live and figure out what school your kid's at. And people have been known to abduct kids at school because their families are putting this shit on Facebook and they're like telling you every second of every aspect of their life. And it's crazy.
They want to assume the news. I just don't know why they took my baby.
Yeah, you know, well, yeah, like the minivans with all the stickers on the back of them, like, yeah, like this amount of kids.
Yeah.
Like.
It's just, yeah. I don't know.
They can manage to lose one or two of them. They'll be good.
Yeah.
So, she's only got six of them, so.
They won't cry for long.
So my baby brother is 20 years younger than me.
They'll probably beg the motherfucker, thank you, thank you. Thank you for taking me away from that psychic bitch.
Now you can collect the insurance.
So when he was born, I was 20 years old, and I got my mom one of those baby boy things to hang inside. And the first thing she said was, well, I'm not putting this outside. I'm like, okay, why? She's like, because that's just a red flag for them to come in and take your brother. It's like, I didn't buy it for you to put it outside. It was for, like, his room, to, like, hang in his room. Mm-hmm. Like, it said baby boy on it. But she was like, I'm not putting it outside. I didn't even think about that. Right, but, yeah. Like, it makes you think when people, like...
There's a lot of fucking psycho people in the world, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that can trigger people to be like, oh, there's a baby in there. I really want to take that baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
bitch down the street
weird.
Can't have kids, so now she's going to plot away and fucking steal the neighbor's baby.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
Just as a nurse and go in there.
There's some babies that are so cute, I want to take them home, but, like, it's not my baby.
Listen, mine are grown. I have no desire to take somebody's fucking screaming ass, diaper and ass, bottle and ass fucking baby.
Yeah.
Either cute and I'll hold you, yes, 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 I'm going to give you right back. I'm good. I'm good with my teenage girls.
Yeah.
She's at the stage where she wants to feed them a bunch of sugar and send them home.
That's fucked up.
No, I love babies. I love kids, but...
Don't worry, you'll have a grand baby soon.
No, not soon. She's only 15. No.
Just kidding.
I miss having chickens. I miss having chickens.
This is a random thought of the day.
Yeah. Susie gave us all her chickens.
Yeah, it sucked. I hated that. Well, the reason sucked.
Who is us?
It's me and Sam when we and Sam lived together.
Yeah. Some shit went down.
I guess
down.
I should tell the people that.
Yeah, some
yeah,
shit.
That's why I'm saying who is us.
Oh.
Us. I do that all the time.
So me and my ex-husband.
I just say us in a story and like.
Assume everybody knows who us is.
Yeah.
I know who us is, but they don't. Yeah. Hello, dinner pussers. So anyway, me and my ex-husband was going through some shit, so we had to move. And where we were moving to, we couldn't keep our chickens. So we gave them to Sam.
Your grandparents' house.
We gave them to Sam and Doug.
But they got chickens there now.
That's fucked up because my grandfather, when they lived there, my Uncle Chris, he passed in 2006.
When they lived where?
In the same house where you moved to. That was my grandparents'
house. Tony's house.
Where Tony lives on Deerfield?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was my grandparents' house.
Well, who's your grandparents? Because Sherry and Barry own that.
Yeah.
And it was always Sherry and Sherry's mom's house.
Yes, my grandmother. Sherry is my aunt. Sherry is my aunt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I never knew that.
My grandmother was Marguerite, and my grandfather was Blaine Miller.
Huh.
And they own that house.
Which is Sherry's parents.
Yes.
Oh, wow, no shit. I never knew that.
It's my dad's sister is Sherry. My dad is their youngest child.
I used to tell her that he's going to put his Barry in her Sherry.
And her name's spelled C-H.
Like Cherry.
Cherry
Barry. Yeah, yeah.
We used to call her Aunt Cherry when we were growing up. I haven't seen her in years.
That is so crazy. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good people.
But the shed out back, they had it like fenced in.
Mm-hmm.
And my Uncle Chris, he passed in 2006, but he had a whole shitload of chickens out there.
Huh.
A whole bunch of them.
That's probably why Sherry don't give a shit, because I thought that, I mean, the house is fucking junky. They live like Sanford and Son. But like, I'm
Do
really
they
surprised.
That
no. Well, Sherry still owns it. My ex-husband just rents it. I should have made him get the fuck out of there and let me stay. And I could have, but I just chose to leave.
Whatever. You did what you had to do.
Yeah.
That was a toxic situation. You couldn't stay.
Well, I was afraid that if I made him leave and I stayed with the girls, that he would, like, get all crazy and come over there trying to bust doors down and shit, because I was fucking scared of him. So I was just like, nah. I just didn't want any parts of it. Just left.
Yeah, I can still remember the inside of that house, like,
it's nothing very, like it used to
very,
be.
Very, very clearly.
Yeah, what it's it used definitely to look nothing like what it used to be at all. Even like that arched like walkway that was in there.
Yeah.
It's wider now, and it's not like an arch anymore.
Oh.
It's totally different inside. Actually, Sherry put out all the money for. I mean, we totally gutted that house. Everything came down, and then Sherry paid for all the materials and stuff, and my ex-husband rebuilt it all. Me and him. And she let me design it in every way I wanted. So that whole house is all my design. She bought it all. And I was like, hell yes. I loved when we would go to Home Depot and she's like, get whatever. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Didn't you know her through church or something?
No, she drove a bus with my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at Cleary's. Cleary's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sherry was cool people.
My Aunt Sherry.
Aunt Sherry.
Aunt Cherry, awesome. As me and my brother used to call her.
So, isn't this supposed to be like a Christmas podcast? We've gotten like way off subject.
Hey, it's fine.
We're talking about Christmas.
We're talking with family.
We're still waiting for Ashley to figure out what her favorite movie is.
So I already said Polar Express.
Yeah, she said Polar Express. No, that is a good movie, though.
Yeah,
there I really was a like different that movie, question by the way. She was still trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah. What is it about a vagina or something?
Does her drapes match her carpets?
Yeah. The carpets match the drapes? Her listeners want to know.
Wait a minute. It's I have right a question. Here. What if there is no carpet?
Yeah.
Is there carpet? What's the situation? Like, I don't want to see it.
Okay, this is what I want to know. If your vagina is the carpet, what the fuck are the drapes?
Your hair.
Your hair is the drapes?
Yes.
And the vag is the carpet?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I know the vag is the carpet. I just didn't understand. I didn't understand. There's no landing strip. It's just nothing there at all. It's like a slippery pond.
Well, I take you know that hair relaxer stuff?
Mm.
If you take hair relaxer and put it in your pubes and comb it straight up and put plastic wrap on it and let it sit, when you take the plastic wrap off and rinse it all out, the hairs are straight instead of long or curly.
He's talking from experience.
So you just give your pubes a reverse perm.
Oh, yeah, you just give. It's almost like your hair sticking straight out.
And then you part it in the middle over the penis.
You can do spikes.
Makes
and all
it look
kind
of like
stuff.
You parted your bangs in the middle.
It leaves a nasty rash, though.
Give it a little Ace Ventura do.
Yeah.
Is this what you do in your spare time?
Sometimes. No. It's either that or try to come up with ways to clone myself so I can have sex with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Hey, I mean, like, I think it can happen.
No, because if you clone yourself, then a woman is going to have to carry the child and then give birth to it, and you're going to have to wait until it's of age to have sex with it.
It's me. I can have sex with it whenever.
Yeah, but if you clone somebody, it doesn't grow like that. Like, how does that cloning shit work anyway?
I don't know.
Like, is it from the time it's a little tiny baby and grow?
What they do...
I don't even know how
what they do is they actually take molecules from Doug's DNA, and they actually create, scientifically, they create an embryo. They have to put it into a woman, and they have to allow that child to grow up, and it will look just like Doug, act just like Doug, everything.
I thought a clone was like a right now type. Like,
no, that's what...
That's sci-fi.
That's what Hollywood makes you believe it is.
Yeah.
But, like, they've actually...
I don't know.
They've actually did things where a woman actually cloned herself because she wanted a child, and she didn't want to have it with a man, so she cloned herself, and they put it inside of her. She grew herself as her child, had the child, and raised it up. And when she had passed away, this child looked just like her.
Yeah, fuck that. That's
acted
weird
just
shit.
Like her. There was a slight similar. There was a slight difference in her appearance as far as like hair color. I think it was, but yeah. So that's how they clone.
Huh.
It's a scientific thing. All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Kind of a Big Deal after this.
Y'all go have sex.
Hey, welcome back to Kind of a Big Deal and our Christmas episode. We are going to be talking a little bit about...
We need Christmas music in the background. Playing really low.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Some Christmas music in the background.
Christmas.
This is the top five best and the top five worst Christmas movies according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Who don't always get it right.
So, the first on the best is Miracle on 34th Street at a 96% rating.
Mm. Yeah, it's just definitely a classic that you can never do wrong with.
Yes. So, coming in at number one for worst is Surviving Christmas at 7%.
Ugh, I never even saw that one.
I didn't either.
We'll have to look it up now.
Maybe that's why it's one of the worst.
Probably.
So, the next on the best is Holiday Inn at 100% rating.
Holiday Inn?
Never seen that one either.
Is that the one with, what's her name when she was like always dreamed of going to that hotel resort place? Queen Latifah, the movie she was in, was that Holiday Inn?
No, it's not Queen Latifah. It's from the 20th century. It's got Bing Crosby in it.
Yeah, I don't know stuff like that.
Coming in worst at 6% is Deck the Halls.
I hated that movie. Like, I don't like Sinbad anyway. He's just annoying. He cannot act.
What's Sinbad from?
Sinbad played in Deck the Halls. Or is that Arnold Schwarzenegger? Well, he's just as bad as Sinbad. They both can't act.
It was Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick that was in Deck the Halls.
Then what did I don't remember that one.
It was kind of like Christmas with the Cranks. They compare it to that.
Yeah, that one was horrible too.
So coming in as best at 100% rating is Remember the Night, also another classic Christmas film.
I have to watch these classics because some of them I haven't seen.
A black and white classic. So coming in worst at 5% is Christmas with the Cranks.
Ugh. Cranky Christmas.
So coming in at best and 100% rating is Meet Me in St. Louis.
I give up on this list. This isn't a real list.
Yeah. Because we don't know any of them.
Well, I don't know what it is. It's just like Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation, number one. You know?
That was a good one. My dad used to watch that every year.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Home Alone makes the list.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's one of the best.
The hell with Charlie Brown and his dumbass Christmas. That's annoying.
So, The Nutcracker in 3D got a 0% rating.
Well, what the hell? How can you 3D a Nutcracker? All it does is move its mouth.
Yeah.
It's like a waste of money.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas got a 100% rating. Which I do love, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The cartoon version is what they're talking about.
The original.
Yeah. And then, at 0%, is Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
Oh, fuck that douchebag. Oh, my God. Like, he shouldn't represent anything about Christmas. Except the fact that he is like my parents and a holy-ass roller. Pharisee, Sadducee, you know.
Do as I say, not as I do.
So, let's see if this list is any better. Okay?
Yeah, what is it?
It is... The 20 worst Christmas songs ever written.
Mm.
Which we probably
won't. That's a lot to go through.
Yeah,
our listeners are going to get really bored and be like, what the fuck are these assholes doing? They're supposed to be making us laugh.
Well, that's why we're only going to do the top 10. Say? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, number 10 is Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Number 9, She and Him, Baby It's Cold Outside. Number 8, Tiny Tim, Santa Claus Has Got the AIDS.
That don't make no sense.
Yep. Number 7 is The Killers, Don't Shoot Me Santa. Number 6, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Number 5, Justin Bieber's Mistletoe. Number 4, Pussycat Dolls' Santa Baby. Number 3, The Jackson 5, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Number 2, Lady Gaga's Christmas Tree. And number 1, Paul McCartney and Wings' Wonderful Christmas Time.
Paul McCartney.
So that wraps up our list segment of this show.
That was like really loud.
Yeah, it got really like intense there. It was like, just listen to me.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk a little bit about Christmas in general. What does Christmas mean to you, Douglas?
It means hanging out with a bunch of assholes who have manipulated you into your whole life into making you believe that you have to hang out with them on this special holiday and deal with their bullshit. That's what it means.
Wow. That was a very, very good painted picture of what Christmas means.
Yeah, pretty much. I've changed that. Especially this year is my first year where I do what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And it's the first year where I haven't been manipulated or guilted into buying Christmas gifts for nephews and nieces I'm not allowed to see because I'm gay.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're not allowed to see me and hang out with me and be in my life, then I'm not buying your little fucking bastards Christmas gifts. I ain't doing it.
I actually kind of like Christmas this year. It's in years past, like, I really didn't like it. I guess because, like, I was hiding who I was as a person and I didn't want to, like, really be around like the family and stuff like that. But like this year I'm excited for Christmas. I mean, I'm still not sure if I'm gonna go see my family or not, but I know I'm gonna have fun and I'm gonna
make the best of it. Your family has got its fucked up shit, but at least they're not hating you because you're gay and treating you like shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, they've accepted you on both sides. So I think it's time for you personally to get to know your family as you are today and as they are today and go from there and just sit down and tell them both, like, look, I'm tired of being put in the middle of your bullshit. I love you both. I will hang out with you both and I'll spend time with you both, but I don't want to hear it no more.
Yeah.
You know, you have a problem with Amanda, go talk Amanda. And if Amanda has a problem with Terry, then go talk to Terry.
Yeah.
You know, like, leave me out of it. And that's where you should stand, because I wish I'd have said that to my family a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, like, you want, just fucking leave me out of your mouth. Don't talk to me ever again, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But, yeah, I'm not getting on to you. I'm just like, you have family that is accepting and loving of that. I mean, they weren't at first, but they've come around and they're being good. Like, you have to meet them there.
Yeah.
You owe yourself and them a chance, you know, at least try.
Yeah, but I agree. And I knew you weren't getting on me.
And I love your, I like your family. They're fucked up, but I love them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm fucked up. My family's fucked up, but your family don't hide it. My family tries to hide it and pretend like they're perfect Christians and they're good, you know? I'm blessed by the best and I woke up this morning praising God and I'm good. You know? Stick your head in a hole like a fucking ostrich and pretend like nothing's going on. You know?
Amen. 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 Amen.
You know what I like about the word amen?
What?
Amen.
Amen.
So, like, I think that a lot of, like, you know, this year, and everybody talks about this year being, like, the worst year and everything. But, you know, much like you have helped me learn and accept is, like, seeing the positive in things. And I really looked back at this year and took some time to kind of see, like, what I went through in this year. And I've grown a lot from the beginning of the year till now. Like, I'm a different person. I'm able to be myself and be open with who I am. And that's a beautiful thing, is when you don't have to hide who you are and you don't have to hide what is truly speaking from your heart and things like that. And, you know, I made some great friends this year. I met you. You're my best friend. Brenda's still in my life and she's my best friend.
I need to find the electric bill.
Okay.
I don't know where I put it.
You always have random thoughts right in the middle of my combos. So, but yeah, so like I was saying, like, and I met a lot of great people through you. And so that's the beauty of this year, is that even though we had COVID and the shutdown and all that kind of stuff, we still built relationships, met people, and learned and grew this year like we haven't ever did in years past. So it's been beautiful.
Yeah, this year has definitely been an interesting year, you know, because, like, if you hadn't met me and you would have gotten into a relationship with an average guy, you guys probably would still be together and dealing with the toxicity instead of, like, thinking and caring enough about each other to say, well, this isn't good right now. You know?
Yeah.
But, sorry, I coughed. It's all that smoking. I need to stop.
But yeah, I agree. It has been an interesting year, and I'm kind of looking forward to 2021 and seeing what that year brings as well.
Yeah, I hope it brings, like, the most beautiful summer ever. Because I want to take, like, a whole entire week and just go camping up in the woods. I just want to take a sheet and a blanket, make my own tent out of fucking sticks and leaves, and survive off the woods and drink water from the creeks.
Yeah.
From the rivers, and just try to live naturally for a whole week.
And all the colors of the wind.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I'll actually dig a bed out of the land to fit the curve of my back and lay naked in it. Be grounding all night long.
So we really hope that you enjoyed our Christmas episode and all the conversations that we had along the way.
Have a merry, merry Christmas
from all of us to you.
Happy New Year.
So, kind of a big deal. We'll be taking a break, and we will be coming back on January 12th with brand new episodes. So, until we meet again, we love you all. Merry Christmas. And always be a big deal. Bye.
Let's go see Christmas lights now.
Yes, please.